Blog Talk Radio. What up, what up, what up, what up? Welcome everybody to another day, man, another episode, man. Hope everybody out there having a good one today, man. Had a good one today, shall I say. And hopefully off of work and chillaxing and enjoying the rest of this day. Let's see here, man. But man, yeah, hopefully everybody having a good one, man. Just staying out the way, getting them hot rods ready. I know the next thing we got in Texas, I think we got a small tie event this weekend at HMP, H-Town Hitters deal, and I think 587 Old Small Town, small tie. I believe at HMP, y'all ain't doing that, man. Y'all come on out. Other than that, man, I don't know. I see a lot of people been posting and gearing up and getting ready to head over to the Bobby Cole race in Tennessee, man. I want to wish all them guys that's going, spectating, with a car, whatever, man. Y'all safe travels and y'all going with a car, man. I hope y'all go over there and kick some ass and take some names and bring back some W's for Texas. Other than that, I think the week after Bobby Cole is after this weekend. It'll be next weekend. It's Cinco de Mayo race. But like that's kind of shaping up to be something pretty big also, man. Man, look, if anybody got any upcoming events y'all want to announce, anybody for some of these upcoming events, if y'all want to put it out there, what all they got going on, or announcements or anything of that nature y'all want to put out, man, y'all press the one button and come on and let us know what you got going on. Yeah, everybody look quiet right now, man. Everybody look quiet right now. Yeah. Other than that, man, I really ain't got shit. Took a week off to get me a little relaxing in and shit. Let me see. Guess I gotta get my shit starters on here. But I'm still a little quiet right now, man. Got many people on. Yeah, I guess we give people time to get on. Everybody to tell a friend and call a friend and all that stuff they doing. Everybody coming in a little late. But let me see. Hold on 1 second. I'm gonna play a little music. Let me see if I can get one of my shit starters on here. So, man.
Yeah. And we wanna send this out to Houdini, Grandmaster D, John Lil in Ecstasy. Yeah, cause they was dropping that funk a long time ago, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, 94 fool.
I come from PA, PA, and I keep yelling it, but y'all don't hear me though. On the cool, I'm trying to tell it, be the place where I've been laying low, lapping in my hometown. Ain't nobody tripping, so I get to keep my chrome down, and I be dipping around the spots where the players pass with us. Service to the fiends, and they calling me Mr. Big Bun, snatching dollars out your hand.
Well, anybody got anything out there, man? Y'all press the one button, man. If y'all got anything out there, man. Ain't nothing controversial been going on. About the only thing that been going on is the incident that happened at the Gut. Yellow Belly, a.k.a. the Gut. guess I got a question, man. Do anybody come up with what the track rules was for the gut, man? Can anybody give me the track rules over there? The track rules for the gut, man. They say ain't nothing but two from what I done found out. That's the official track rules, man. I don't know if y'all been keeping up, but I'm sure everybody have. That's pretty big. Back and forth shit going on. Guys didn't get paid and arguing over track rules and all that stuff and not knowing the track rules. And I guess y'all see why having a DP man is important. You know, a lot of people are quick to say that they don't need a DP man. They don't want nobody to hold their money. This, that, the third, but, man, this is another prime example of why a DP man is needed. Exactly why a DP man is needed, to make the tough call, and that way somebody can get paid. You know, both of them guys holding their money, and nobody got paid. And it just turned into a whole shit show after that, but definitely, man, hey. Get your DP man. Get your DP man. Somebody that gonna make the call. Somebody y'all both trust. There's a neutral party that's gonna make the tough call. Cause you don't ever need a DP man till you need a DP man. By then it's too late then, cause you didn't have him when you needed him. Let's see, man. Yeah, none of my shit starters came on here yet. And look, y'all better come on with something, goddammit. Come on with something. Ain't got but a handful of people on here tonight. Mm-mm. What a pity, what a pity. Well, come on, man. If I play a little music for a little while, so somebody goddamn so everybody else get on here.
Just be like that. a fool.
Yeah, man. Well, man, ain't nobody got nothing, man. Ain't nobody pressed the one button. Yeah.
I know what I can do. That's for darn sure. Is everybody getting ready to? Everybody must be getting ready to go out of town or something, man. Well, man, I guess ain't nobody got nothing, man. Nobody pressed the one button. Nobody got nothing. I ain't finna sit on this son of a bitch and talk to myself all night. So I guess on that note, oh, hold on. 713-7887, your mic open.
Hey, what's up, JP? This is the Greek.
What up? What
y'all talking about tonight? What are y'all talking about tonight?
Shit. About to be getting the fuck out of here. Ain't nobody talking about shit. I ain't finna keep talking to myself.
Why? Why y'all gonna get the fuck up out of here?
What? I don't know.
I mean,
ain't nobody talking about nothing.
Hey, Gregory, so who got... Man, we need to start some shit or what?
I don't know, man. I guess everybody must be trying to get ready to go to Tennessee, man. They must be loading up, getting ready to go, man.
What's in Tennessee? They class racing? They got G-body classes or what?
Got a grudge race over there. Bobby Cole race, man.
Oh,
Bobby
race.
Cole race, man.
Oh, good.
Big grudge race, man.
Okay. My bad. I stand corrected.
Big grudge
right?
race.
My bad.
Big grudge race going on over there, man. Oh, no shit.
Huh.
Everybody
so
quiet
what you think
over here?
About the, what you think about the no pay?
Well, I mean, you know, that's what I came on and kind of tried to stir up the conversation about. But, I mean, I basically was just kind of saying why I feel like that, you know, a DP man is important, man. You know, I mean, a lot of people feel like they don't need DP man and, you know, this, that, and the other. But, I mean, it just, to me, it just shows why you do need one. You need somebody to make that call when there's a gray area. You need somebody that's going to be able to explain the rules to both sides or, you know, just in case somebody don't know, you know, they can explain. And both parties can have a clear understanding of the race that they're about to race, you know.
So let me ask you this. What if they had a DP man and he didn't know? Because...
Well, that mean they didn't have a dependable person. When me and Troy discussed this the other day, pretty much whatever rules they ran under, Kruk them still won. If they ran under grudge rules, they won. If they ran on track rules, if they ran on what they're saying yellow belly track rules is, they won.
Mm-hmm.
And if they ran on regular track rules, they still won because the other party went outside the boundary first. So they got disqualified first if they were actually going by, I guess, NHRA track rules or whatever the case may be. The moonshine truck.
Who got disqualified? Oh.
They got disqualified first because they went outside the line first in their lane. Kruk them didn't go outside the line until close to the finish line.
Mm-hmm.
So they both had the same infraction. You know, they both crossed the line, you know, close to the wall. But, so, I mean, either way it go, whatever rule they were going under, they still, you know, pretty much Kruk them won.
So why didn't they get paid?
No matter how. Well, I guess the other party didn't want to pay. I feel like they won.
Way.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But they had the DP man, and it'll be clear cut and dry. DP man would have paid the person that was supposed to win, and they gone about their business.
I agree with that one.
But I feel like that's what the DP man is for, to somebody that's knowledgeable, understand the rules, and going to call it down the middle. and you know, really just gonna call it right. It ain't about calling it down the middle. It's just making the right call, no matter.
Yeah, just go by the rules.
Who is in favor of is just making the right call. Yeah, just making the right call. Mm-hmm. And once the right call is made, and it's a dependable person that both people agree to, then there's nothing to argue about. He's the judge and the jury. If not,
right,
then you don't have a DP, man. Then look what happened. You got your money. I got my money. I feel like I won. Guess what? I don't want to pay. And there you go. You know, either we going to argue or we might end up fighting.
Yep.
We might go our separate ways, and I might just not want to fuck with you again. You know, it could go all kind of ways after that. So, good thing about it, it didn't. You know, it didn't turn ugly, but, I mean, that's a whole lot of money in that motherfucker.
Yeah. A whole lot of money, this motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, was hearing or seeing stuff online as far as people saying that, you know, there was a lot of people in one side pot and they didn't want to pay.
Yeah, that's what gets
tricky. So that could have had a lot to do with it, too. Yeah. You know, people wanted their money back because they didn't want to pay, you know. So it's just a whole lot of moving pieces. 832-3731.
Your mic open. Hey, JP. Yeah. Hello. Hey, man, what's going on? Hey, man, what about that race week before last with Frank and Clyde? You know, they always beating on their chest like Clyde the baddest man between Houston and Dallas. Y'all see that ass whooping Frank and Taylor put on him?
No. When?
Y'all
ain't seen
it? 2 weeks ago at XRP.
I didn't see that. Frankie Taylor and Clyde.
Clyde.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Frankie
Taylor fucked him up.
But they had a promo race or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Shit. Frankie Taylor broke at the 3:30. Think the transmission broke at the 3:30 and still beat Clyde.
God damn.
Yeah, I'm quite sure some guys from Dad have seen it. But I mean, I guess ain't none of them on today. Maybe catch them this week and ask them about it.
Yeah. Everybody kind of quiet tonight. What you think about this? What you think about this incident that happened in Dallas, man? With the
you got to watch who you gamble. You got to know who you gambling, man. You got to know who you gamble. That's the bottom line. You got to know who you gambling. So that's the way I see that. You know. You got to know who you're gambling, man.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers are losing, and they can hide their money, hold their money. That's what they're going to do. They know they lost.
That's why I say it don't really matter what rules they were going by. Like, they lost, period, you know, but. Well, I say that DP, man, a lot of people say they don't want one or don't need one, but he's definitely important in situations like that when it's time to make that tough call.
Yeah, I remember years ago in Crandall, man, Dion went through the same thing with some guys up there, man, long years ago, man. He went through the same thing, man. I mean, just something about, you know, when a motherfucker lose, if they think they ain't lost, they don't want to pay, man, regardless of what the eye seen. You know, they looking for an excuse, man.
Yeah.
You know, everybody calls it business, not a gambler, you know. That's right. Everybody calls it business, not a gambler. You know, simply as that. Because you call a bet, don't mean you're not a gambler, man. That don't mean you're a gambler. Because you call a bet. And that's what it boils down to, man.
Yeah. 214-5880, your mic open.
I'm just listening, JP.
Alright.
JP, I'm just listening.
Alright. He definitely is, man. I don't know. I mean, it's always gonna be some fuck shit. It's always gonna be some fuck shit, so I just feel like, you know, having that person in the middle to make the call, kind of keep the fuck shit out of it. it also eliminates the money being short and all that, because you got somebody that's going to count the money, going to have both of y'all money in their hand, and, you know, he going to make the call to pay whoever needs to be paid. And after that, I mean, ain't really nothing else to be said. He's, like I say, he's the judge and jury on that type of situation.
Yeah.
It's definitely kind of crazy that you have to go on online and bash the people for 2, 3, 4 days before they finally realize that they lost, and, you know, to try to make it right.
Yeah, everybody in grudge races, man. Everybody in grudge races. Everybody love it, man. Everybody love it. Don't get me wrong, everybody love it, but everybody ain't a grudge racer, man. Ain't much a grudge fan, you know, a grudge gambler, you know, it's different, man. Yeah, yeah, but you know, the most dudes, so, oh, crook, man, oh, I take my hands off them dudes, cause you know, that'd have been about else, man. It'd probably be some blood shit around them, man, but them dudes hold their composure, and you know, it's okay, you know, but, man, that's been about us, man. It's been a sad situation right now, man, I think.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, that's a whole lot of money, shit.
Yeah,
definitely a whole lot of money to be playing with, especially I done told my shit up, too.
Yeah, exactly.
And I told my shit up, and I know, man. I won, you know. If nothing else, I know that money... That money there gonna help me goddamn get my shit fixed.
That's right. That's right, man. Yeah. Yeah, man. You gotta know who you're gambling, man. Racing or betting on the side or whatever. Just gotta know who you're gambling, man. You gotta know who you're gambling.
Yeah.
It get crazy.
Yeah, I definitely do, man. Definitely do. I hate it be like that, but then everybody want to, you know, a lot of people want to race for these big pots, and they be gambling with their no-go money.
Yeah. Can't stand,
I mean, it was kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy on Crookton part that they never even seen the other people's money or nothing, you know. Everybody holding their money, but they never even seen if the people actually had the money. You know, they could have been betting on their ass. And,
on their ass, yeah. Yeah, yeah, but people like that, man, they fuck up real good grudge races with that bullshit, man. You know, I mean, from now on, I know they're gonna race different. I know Crook number, they're gonna race different from now on. You know, I mean, but you can't blame them, man. You know, I mean, now it's gonna be pressure on them if a motherfucker gonna pay or not. You know, they used to gamble motherfuckers who gonna pay. You know what I mean? And they lose, they gonna pay. You know, but hey, man, just gotta know who you gambling, man.
Yeah. Them big pot. Big pots bring out a whole different side of people, though.
Yeah.
Such stuff bringing up them big pots like that, and then just between that and just probably too many people in the pot.
In the pot. Mm-hmm. Yep. Let that money go, man. If you bet it, let it go. Pay it you want over.
Yeah, got you. Sometimes when them pots get up like that, you got everybody on the sideline trying to come get in your pot.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy.
You have some crews, you know. Oh, yeah. Well, they said the guy sent some money to him yesterday and, you know, going to make it right, so, which is a good thing, you know.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, you going to Tennessee, JP?
No, sir. I'll be waiting on somebody to post something and keep me posted, man. I thought about it, but then I didn't go. I didn't make preparations to go. But, I mean, it looked like it's going to be a nice event, man. All them heavy hitting 4.84s and 5 inches going at each other. And I think this going to show who the – this going to be one of them who's who race. This going to show who got the baddest motherfuckers.
Yeah. Man, I got a phone call today. I heard some dude was on TRE ass about some motor problems or some shit.
I didn't see the post, man. I heard about it. about it. Told me they sent it to me, and then by the time I looked at it, they had erased the post. But yeah, I heard it was something dealing with a motor that they told them the motor was ready, and they drove down here and it wasn't ready or something. And
yeah,
I heard it was a good read. I didn't get to see it though.
Yeah,
I guess they end up, you know, I guess they end up erasing it.
Yeah, it's crazy world right
yeah.
now, man. Pandemic yeah. over it, but motherfuckers still tripping, seems like. Everybody back
yeah,
to work.
Yeah.
Business
yeah.
is hiring, and I mean, everybody still like, damn, man, we pandemic over it. They back to making money and burning money every day, you know? So the pandemic over, man. Shit. You're going to make and burn it every
yeah,
day.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely fucked up. I mean, it definitely fucked up when you're running a big business to have people bashing you like that. That definitely don't.
Yeah.
It definitely don't help your business. Fight. You know, it definitely don't help your business, especially when, you know, you already, you done kind of went through that before, you know, and kind of getting your shit back on good standings, and then somebody come out the, you know, out the woodworks with something else, and it just kind of makes people leery of, like, you know, do I want to go deal with them or do I want to go somewhere else? I mean, I know when you deal with people, everybody's experience ain't the same, but I'd rather deal with somebody that I know I'm going to get good business every time and nobody ain't really got nothing bad to say about versus, you know, you put a post out there and you'll get everybody coming on that ain't got nothing good to say that they had bad business dealings. It kind of put a bad taste in people's mouth. You might go.
You already know who it is. You already know who it is. Hold on. My manager just came out. Say, hey, what about that Joe boy? That Joe. What about him? The boy from Joe from Daddy's. What about him? What's his name? They were talking shit on me on the show last week. Joe something? Joel. Joel or Candyman?
Joel.
I can do any one of them.
Okay. Joel.
Joel or Candyman. I want either one of them. Sam Race.
I want either one. Well, I don't know.
I'll call you if I need you to sign for this.
Candyman and them on the phone. I don't know how to get in touch with them guys.
Candyman or Joel, that sound race.
Joe, if you're on here, press the one button, man.
Yeah. Joel or Candyman, I ain't going to talk loud. I just figure like I'll try to call with them too. I found out they kind of like live faster than me, but I'll try them. Are we locking that money?
You're trying, Rambo?
Yeah, I'm locking that money, though. We got to lock something. I ain't going on the handshake. I ain't going on the promise. I need some handshaking. No handshaking, I'm going to say. I want that money up. Yeah, now, cash to the dude, whoever they want to pay the tick, man, I'm going to wire the money to you.
09-2004, your mic open, Mr. Rogers. Mr. Rogers, you might go.
I'm going to let baby strap up.
Hey, no.
I'm not trying to get blocked, so I ain't doing no talking till they get the people on the phone.
Hey, no. You
might y'all block me.
You putting a little thing in? Why you fucking baby up like
that?
Hey, no. Hey,
no.
I ain't pushed no one button.
I pushed it for you.
All right, then. Uh-oh.
I know. I'm talking. I'm running my mouth. I'm trying to take care of this. Take care of what I'm taking. I'll be back. Leave me. I'm going to go on mute. Just leave me open. I'm going on mute.
Yeah. I don't know, Rambo.
Ain't Joel
want to
talk
about
that mess? Listen, ain't Joel want to talk that mess?
That was one of your victims.
Okay,
he
well,
must not be on
race.
Here. He ain't pressed the one button.
Oh, no, he on here. He on, he ain't gonna miss this show. Yeah,
I don't know how to get in touch with Candyman crew. He might know how to get with touch with guys.
One thing about me, I always did want to run a celebrity like that. You know, he used to beat people back in the days. Just like I wanted the other guy when I first tried to come out with the guy with the, the Monte Carlo. One, he used to have a badass car. He came in track. That was a while. He put himself back up. And one of them used to do the preaching all the time on the show. On Tommy Dog show, that preacher dude, I used to want him. He had the Chevelle with the Prime of Chevelle in Dallas. He used to be the shit back in Florida days. He had his daddy painted on the hood. But after that, now it's Candyman. Yeah, Candyman back. I remember Candyman. We couldn't nobody beat Candyman back in the day. I think I can get by him.
Ain't nobody beat him yet.
I heard
he
running
back
out now. Exactly. I'm trying to put an L on him. I'm trying to put his first L this time. Right. He don't come back and do it again. I understand the fuck up part. Somebody got to die. Somebody going to die. Somebody going to live. Somebody going to get fucked up. Somebody going to go to the doctor. And some of one of us ain't. I'm just trying to put a lot of shit together. Terms and shit. But shit, you know what I'm talking about. It got to be a winner. It got to be a loser. If we all try to win, ain't going to be no race. Everybody scared to lose or win. I mean, everybody want to win. But shit, that don't happen all the time. You know, the fast car can go up there and fuck up and lose in the month, like lose in 1 minute. But I ain't here to do all the show talking. All I can say, that's what my instructions were, that I can run them to try to get some action in this game. And I know that Joyo, that gay guy, you know, he talked tough, but he probably, it's Monday probably be on right now. You know, he probably smell like blood right now. You probably smell like blood
right now. He's trying to say he's on the menstrual cycle, Rambo.
Oh, yeah, he had that. That motherfucker, he run his mouth. Sometimes he quiet, sometimes. But I don't never remember him being quiet. I just know one day I was going, goddamn, I'm going to give him some fresh tampons to put in his ass in a minute. I think he just be bullshitting, man. But we're going to lock his money, though. We're going to lock the money. He already kind of called me out on once before, last couple weeks ago. But I want to already going to do it at Sam thing. We're going to lock it in for sure. If he's going to show up, he ain't got to talk no more.
Yes, sir.
I mean, after that, you know, if nobody else come on this line, I don't know where everybody at, but guess what? Certain people get on this line right now, they might get locked in. But right now, they're the ones I want.
I don't know, Rambo. Yeah. Everybody kind of quiet in here tonight. Everybody must be getting ready to go out of town.
They better
big
be.
Race out of town.
Oh, they got, while they ride, they could be locking up some shit. Ain't no excuse. You got a lot of time. How far are they going to Memphis? Is it Memphis they're probably going to, I heard? Oh, that's a long way from here. They got plenty of time to be talking. Shit, ain't no race tonight. Prime, they could be priming themselves up, getting ready for when they come back. Yeah. Try to step up until they come back, shit, right?
Yeah, I don't know, Rambo. Got some Dallas people on here, but I don't know. I guess anybody know how to get in touch with Candyman and them. Y'all press the one button to get them on.
Or that loud mouth in there. Or that loud mouth ass Gerald, whatever his name is. I want him so bad. He said I lost the race to me already, bro. Oh, yeah, he talked too much shit on this show. He the reason I keep getting blocked. But he talk real tough. He talk a lot of good shit. That dude talk so good, he almost convincing me. Well, guess what? I'm unconvinced. I want to see what he going to do. Head up race. No.
Yeah, I don't know, Rambo. They quiet in here tonight, man.
Well, guess what? I'm on the show. I ain't going because my people want me to go. They told me I'm going to do it. I follow me up, drive and everything. So, shit, I'm good right now. Lock the money, meet at the track, do it, and it ain't going to be a simple homicide. It ain't got to be no major loud talking and all. We ain't even got to talk when we get the track. Put that money in the tech. We're going to lock most of it on the show. Cash app it to somebody, you or whoever gonna be the tech man. See, I'm so dead for this shit, nigga. I don't think I'm drinking the water. My hand's cramping right now. I want to run so bad right now. I just...
I don't know, Rambo. They driving in the night.
There's no reason by the time I man, they said them niggas ain't leaving. When they leaving, going
they
to Memphis. They on the road. They need somebody. Huh?
Hey, a lot of people leaving today, tonight.
Okay. So that means that they on the highway ain't got shit to do. Okay, but they ain't got shit to do. They could be talking, getting some more shit when they come back. Have this shit already lined up when they come back. But like I said, we got next week. You know, we got a couple of days. We got a couple of weeks for the same thing. So it ain't gonna go away. So if they think I'm not gonna call next Tuesday, I mean next Wednesday, they got a thing. I'm gonna lock any one of them in. And if anybody else get on this show that I figure like I can take out, I'ma lock their ass. So don't get on here bullshitting and bluffing me, bro. I don't want to do all that. We ain't gotta talk loud. Talk low. Yeah, let your nuts hang. Let your cow on his hang. Let your cow on his hang, nigga. I'ma show him. Take my money. Nah. And I mean that. I ain't on nothing. You notice I've been on the show a lot. I lost one engine this weekend. I lost one engine. I ain't fucking with it no more. I'm done with that one. I'm going to be selling that, but I'm going to give it away. So I got my other shit going, so I ain't going to worry about it no more. Fuck it. I ain't worried about that engine.
I'm not giving
it
away.
Done. I'm fucked that engine. I'm damn near. Yeah, but I got one ready. Just sitting there, just ready. Got a driver I think can handle it. Now we'll be done with that. I couldn't wait to go on this show. I tried to last week. Y'all was closed. Y'all was closed last week. So
yeah,
you know, I'm trying to go on this motherfucker.
Closed last week.
That's good. That's good. You should have. Yeah, the way they acting today, you should have closed. You should open last week. Close today.
Yeah.
You know, motherfucker. Don't
worry about it. We ain't
gonna
be on here long. Right?
Oh no, but next Wednesday. Next Wednesday going. Hey, next Wednesday, nigga, that's a Friday. Ain't got no excuse. Sam, shit, 2 weeks after that, ain't it? Next week. So it's no big deal. They're not getting away.
Sam is it. Sam is
Memorial Day
end
weekend.
May.
That's
the end of
Memorial
May.
Day weekend. That's like the 20th or something. Nigga, I go to the beach house on that day. But
tonight.
I ain't going. I'm staying home. Yeah, I think that's the 26th. I leave when I go to the beach house, but I ain't going. I ain't been going. So I'm going to do it on the same thing. There's no excuses here. None. I'm calling them two people out first. If they don't act right, just get somebody else.
Yeah, well, I
got other people too. They tell me I can lock in, but I'm locking my money, man. I'm not doing no playing, no screaming high. We gonna lock the money, cash it to you or K Dog, and I'm not gonna pay no more. I don't want to be doing this every day, every other week. I'm gonna make every Wednesday. No, my money get locked in. I ain't got a reason to talk about it no more because I'm gonna be locked in. I need to get my boxing training on. I need to train. I need to get in my training shit, you know. I ain't got time to be talking about it after I lock the money. I can't raise with one person.
Yeah.
One champion fight, and the rest, I might try a motherfucker once I fuck somebody else up, you know. Whoever I line up with, if I fuck them up, yeah, I might leave some room. If I got a couple nights, I can keep a nice feeling, try it again. For a pre-run, a couple thousand. But like I said, I ain't going to do a lot of talking. I know a lot of people don't believe in what I'll be doing lately, but so I'm going to show them. I will race.
Yes,
and I will like that money. So don't get on this show bluffing and brawling and lying. All that old screaming, hollering, talking crazy. I ain't trying to get blocked out. There's no reason. Lock that money. And we can be done. Yeah, so I'm going to get on the show getting loud tonight. I ain't doing that. I'm locking my money. Yeah.
Who wants something ain't got nothing, man? Who wants something ain't got nothing? Here I go, P.
Yo, what up?
Okay, across the street, what do you think? Okay, we're going to have to move them down. Now we're going to move them singles, though.
I got my phone and shit down. Where's my truck?
P, what's going on in here?
Oh, man, a whole bunch of nothing.
Hello?
346-8971.
Hey.
Your mic go. Rambo looking for a race.
Who?
346-8971. Who we got?
Okay, do that for me. Thank you. I don't got that
on me, Rambo.
It shouldn't have been, Rick.
Rambo,
come on me? Okay. Okay.
346-8971. Your ass back on mute then. Yeah, ain't nothing going on in here, man. Shit. Probably finna get out of here, man. Dead in here tonight. Nobody want to come to the boom boom room, Rambo. Rambo say he's looking for a couple people. Other than that, shit. Ain't nothing shaking.
They say I'm full of shit. Let's see it.
See, you ain't got nothing going. You ain't got nothing going. I hear Rambo. They scared of Rambo tonight.
Yeah, shit, goddamn. I mean, one thing about it, man, I'm not doing no loud talking, and I'm serious. Don't get on this show if they think I'm bullshit. That's what the problem is. If I don't run one of these boys, I ain't finna do all that.
Trey, you might go for it.
I told my people, I'm not going to get my blood pressure up or none of that. We're going to do it on the same thing. Let's lock this money and be done with it where I can start training.
Trey, you might go.
I mean,
yeah,
Rambo's
I'm just, I'm just listening to this comedy show.
You sure don't want none. I promise you don't want none with the grudge.
Hey, I don't want none, Rambo. You're right, I don't.
Thank you. Enjoy the show, brother. Cause you just get on the show, just hear your mother. You want somebody to just hear your nothing voice? You just nothing. You ain't
That's
shit.
Fine.
You ain't saying shit.
Well, why you still? Well,
you smart.
If I ain't
you
shit,
smart.
You
smart. Because you know you're a cool comedy guy. You know you like talking. You know you get on the show.
I,
you get my voice.
Nothing,
I understand
man.
That. Do you got a sister? Or auntie or somebody bow-legged, fine with pretty eyes? I'll take her. You know, I'm looking for a wife. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Rambo.
Yeah.
You might need to find.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
pay you. I'm gonna buy you a motor.
Hey.
Cause you're my kinfolk then.
You don't need to buy.
You know you want me in your. Hey, you know you want me in your family, man. I'm gonna make you look good.
Nigga,
yeah,
please.
Yeah. That's gonna be some nigga, please. Please, Rambo.
Yeah.
Please, cousin Rambo, buy me a motor for my car. You would never ride nobody else's dick.
You would never ride nobody else's dick once
you ride this one.
Nigga, you ain't got.
You would
no
never
car.
Ride a dick.
Your car got. They repo.
Okay, don't you worry about it. I'm going to do the – okay,
yeah.
Do you have one?
They repo,
exactly.
They
we ain't got to go that far. Hey, okay, I understand
I'm
all that.
Far,
they probably,
I'm
just,
go.
Okay,
repo,
well,
I'm
going to run. Okay, you're right. So, okay,
oh, shit.
Okay, so listen
repo,
to this.
Andre.
Listen to this. Listen
they
to this.
Took that song
listen to this.
Back
you,
from
you, 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 hey, listen to this. You know so much, lock the money.
I ain't locking shit because you ain't got shit to lock.
Because you ain't got it. I want to play with you. No way. You couldn't lock a dollar. Because I wouldn't trust
hey,
you.
I know. You can't lock shit because you ain't got shit to lock.
Take my $1,000 tonight then.
I don't want it. That's bullshit money. I make that in a goddamn 3 days. That ain't no money. Shit.
Okay, well, lock it then. We at least lock that up.
No. But I don't want to have to kill you behind mine.
Oh, no. We're gonna cash up that to K-Dog or my boy on this talk show. Wherever you want to text, cash up it to him. I want to cash up to now.
I don't.
They gonna have the
money,
so I ain't gonna. Once you cash up that money, I don't either. So I'm making my nephew to do it. Once they cash up them that money, how you gonna change that? That's a go race.
I don't.
So
have
K-Dog, my boy, them if they give it back to you or give it back to me, they not no real tech man.
Nah.
So don't make that for no excuse. Well,
I
don't even let my nephew
up.
Do it. Borrow one.
God damn. Getting that.
Well, you need to shut up and be like you do. Just sit your ass back and listen to the show. And shut the fuck up.
All right, I'm going on mute. I'm going on mute.
And don't come back off that bitch unless you got some nitrous. Unless you got some nitro oil pressure. Don't you come off mute. You stay on that motherfucker. Listen to me talk.
I got some heat in my headers for your punk ass.
Well, yeah, I know. You
Uh-oh.
Can't beat the car I'm driving. You can't beat the car I'm driving.
Rambo, why you say
that's
your shit got repo,
right.
Rambo?
My shit ain't got repo. He talking about the Mexicans took my motherfucking old car. He know, man, G, they went in my shop and took my body, one of my cars out of there. That don't mean shit. Shit, they thought they think they hurting niggas. Shit, I gave him $100,000 in his pocket when he come on. You want to tell him all that, too? I don't give a fuck, nigga. I'm clean, nigga. I'm a clean nigga. All my business, I got legit business, nigga. Nigga, give a fuck. Yeah. Now, tell everybody you talking about that bad news. Talk about some good news. I replaced it.
What?
Yeah, so you want to hear some more? Want to hear some more violent shit, nigga?
Want to
hear some more
violent
shit?
I don't know good news. I ain't never heard no
shit?
Good news.
Okay, well, yeah, because you ain't no good nigga. You a trash,
right,
trash, cool. Listen to trash.
All right, well, that's all right.
Jay. What's up, Easy?
Hey,
Easy. Oh, man, talking to these damn fools on the talk show, the race show, this boy.
Go on mute, Rambo.
This motherfucker look like a monkey. Yeah, like a monkey with
Rambo.
No hair.
Go on mute. Go on mute, Rambo.
Hey,
Jay. Say, what you going? You going to Memphis this weekend, or you ain't going?
Hell no, that shit got high rain chance. No.
So what you think, man? If some of these goddamn good 4845, all these Uncle Sam's and Tate and all them that going to battle, man. What you thinking, man?
That's gonna be a good one. Uncle Sam and that's going to be the feature race. Then they got that other race, Uncle Sam and Wesley Snipes. All right.
So you think everything with Uncle Sam is going to be the... Who you think going to come out the baddest motherfucking 484 after the weekend, Uncle Sam?
No. King Kong.
King Kong? Well, who they racing?
Yeah. They running
King Kong
Baby Daddy.
Uncle Sam, too? Oh, yeah. That's right. They got their locked in.
And he locked somebody else in
today. I forgot who. There's a whole lot of motherfuckers saying they the baddest motherfuckers. So I just feel like after this weekend, all this shit get off here. Hopefully we can find out who the baddest motherfucker is.
I'm trying to tell y'all why King Kong ain't locked in with, didn't lock in with Wesley Snipes again. Well, see, you got to know, King Kong lit the bud up the other day.
They did what?
You know, they lit the bud up the other day.
What you mean? Intentionally or the track fucked up?
Nah, they just lit that motherfucker up down there. They were testing and lit it up.
Oh, hell.
But they
what
still
they were testing
run. I think that was in Maryland. Well, hey,
oh, yeah.
The boy showed a
93. Oh, hell. Anyway, that ain't good. Shit. They might fuck around well. It'll run some motherfuckers off, and then some motherfuckers is gonna goddamn make them on the lock.
Well,
they were smart because
they had it already locked in, you know. So I can light this board up if I wanna after we constantly locked in.
Yeah, I don't know. Intentionally doing it with a grudge car. Hopefully it was a track mistake. Hopefully they didn't just intentionally put their hand out there like that.
But Tate and Witt, I like Shawty. Even though Tate car do look good, they made a couple of tests with it the other day in Huntsville. It look all right. Dunye is running. I think Dunye and Wesley Snipes locked in too.
Damn. Ain't bullshit.
Yeah, that's what it was. They locked in.
Dunye supposed to be 484 car 92?
No, I don't know that part.
Yeah, Donnie ain't been out in a while. He's been down a couple of years since he had his car.
Yeah, he ain't been out in a few years.
Yeah.
But they know he ain't no punk now. They know that motherfucker, man.
And upset of the weekend, man, gonna be Willie Dog. Whoop Tate.
I doubt that.
With a dog on whip tape.
Gee, I don't believe that. You don't either.
Be the upset of the weekend right there.
Yes.
Hey, don't Tate got the drive, don't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That might be the fuck up right there. Now I ain't gonna, now I forgot about that part. Yeah,
that gonna be the upset of the week.
That.
You know, Willie Dog banking on Tate, cranking that motherfucker up and blowing the intake off that bitch. You know, he always fucking with Tate, talking about he can't crank his own goddamn car.
If he leave you on Tate ain't gonna go around. Well, you know what? Dog ain't got no goddamn high gear out there. Shit. Goddamn Tony Brown around him with a small block. Tony Brown getting the hit and went around him with the damn small block.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah. Gonna be a lot of good racing, though, man. I feel like it's gonna be a lot of good racing.
Tony Bryan gonna get fucked up by Barry Bobo, though. Now that's what he didn't want to do.
Oh, so they did lock their race in?
Yeah, that race been locked in.
Okay.
Like I say, if they get just half of them races off that they got, that'd be a bad race.
When they showing rain out there, for Saturday or something?
Yeah, for Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Friday is good.
Well,
Saturday is good. I think somebody's going to kick it out Thursday.
Well, all they're going to do is make more people just goddamn me be trying to get it in Friday versus waiting till Saturday.
Yeah, that's what it's going to do.
They got a possibility of it.
Well, what about the people that can't leave until Saturday?
Yeah. Well, they must have been just coming for the shootouts. Yeah, it's gonna be kind of hard trying to. Hell, Bobby got quite a few shootouts to run on Saturday. So yeah, most of your grudge racing shit, they need to be trying to get it in Friday. Hell, they need to be, look, if they were smart and they got a percentage of rain, they need to be trying to get that Thursday and start getting their man on Thursday. 9-3-6-66-94. You might go for.
Yeah, what you think about that race between Tino and Chosen One?
I don't know.
Here you go.
Tino might pull a fucking upset.
Tino might. He better get that power down, that motherfucker. That's what he better do.
I think he'll fuck around and get gap with that Chosen One.
I don't know about no gap shit. No, he might not stay there with him, but he ain't going to gap him at all. That's bullshit, though.
They got a new setup, right?
What that mean? Tino got that, one, too, shit.
Yeah, but that car was leaving in Orlando. You got to think about it. He's out there on Illuminati and got it till he broke loose.
Man, that motherfucker ain't dead shit with no car. Tino got a high gear. That bitch go get something. I ain't going to take nothing from that man. Car going to grab something.
He
ain't going to leave you with him. Yeah, he ain't going to leave you with him, but he going to go get him.
Did Tino lock what's the name in? Jamie and them in back in? Was backstabber?
Shit, no. Nah.
Yeah, I know they were saying somebody on the show last night about lock, trying to get them locked in or something. 832-3731, your mic open. 832-3731. 832-3731. Hey, I got $100 to $500 that if he leave on Chino, Chino will not catch it. And I'm talking to Texas. I like to meet Texas, ain't talking back.
He got what? I put up 100. He gonna bet me 500. If Chino, he leaves for Chino.
Hey, I say I have 100 to $500. I would bet anybody if Trojan one leave, Chino would not catch it. From 100, any part of 100 to 500
is a bet. That's what I say. What do you say? That's why they go. I'm not understanding.
You
gonna, I got to put up
100. You say basically he'll bet you up to $500.
Oh, no, I thought he was putting odds up.
Ain't no odds, nigga. What
do
you mean odds?
I thought you said you got a five. You going to put 500 to my 100. You was for sure. If they leave in front of Chino, if you say they leave in front of Chino, he is not going to run them down. That's what I heard. So I heard it wrong. I'm sorry, sir.
Okay. Well, do you want to make that bet, sir?
I heard it wrong. I thought you was putting 500 to 100. I would say I'm going to take two of them.
Anytime two fans start racing, the one who leaves first normally win anyway. That ain't no big thing.
Okay, well, he putting 500 to prove that. And I'm just putting up 100, so I don't give a fuck about losing 100. To win 500,
hey,
I took the wrong.
That
I'm sorry.
Rambo, that wasn't the
I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry, sir.
Rambo
I'm sorry,
take,
sir.
Rambo said, I take two of those.
So I got on mute. I had my shit on mute. I want to make sure. I was going to cash out my 200 right now.
Hey, if you were doing odds, Rambo said he was going to take two of them.
Shit, I want to hear one too. I come on mute too.
That's what happens when you're looking for something soft.
No. I would listen to the show.
Rambo, let me help you out.
He's saying
you looking for something soft.
Yeah,
he said you looking for something soft.
On that motherfucker.
Yeah.
You think he going to run around Chino?
Hell no.
That's what he said. He
Dre,
said if his people
will,
leave in front of
Chino, Dre said
ain't
going to
run him down.
Leave, Chino will run him down. And I said, I have
yeah,
a
he'll
up
down,
to 500.
He'll
that's
down.
What I'm talking
he'll
about.
Run him down. He'll run him down.
That's what I'm saying. And I said, you start.
500 against your 100.
What if they leave him up? You highly by if this and that. What if
that's
they leave him
That's what
he
did. He just said, no,
right?
Hell, you don't want that.
Sorry,
man, I'm trying to get my...
214-7201, your mic open.
That man just said...
What's going on,
that man just said...
What's going on? Who we got?
What's going on, fellas? It's Lorenzo.
What's up, Lorenzo?
I got a question for the Grudge World.
What you got?
Can somebody answer this for me?
Yeah, go ahead.
If you're looking for somebody and you tell them you want them, but they say they ain't ready, but they calling out somebody else, what that mean?
They ain't ready for you.
Yeah,
well,
bingo.
This person told me I was in the way all last year.
Well, then you
hey,
got
Renzo,
no more.
You got on the show told me last year we in the way. So now y'all get it there in the way, and I'm going to run over.
Hey, first,
now
wait,
do that now.
That's why I got
on
here.
That's Drake. That's Drake. That ain't corn. That's Drake.
He said...
His people leave in front of Chino. Chino came running out. I just threw him 100 to his 500.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. That's what they said. Nah, that's wrong.
Rambo, go on mute, Rambo.
That's gone, Rambo. That's gone, Rambo. Go on mute. That's over with.
I really wanted y'all to hear it.
You let him go, Rambo. You had him in front.
On mute, Rambo.
You let him go, though.
That's what I'm saying. I really wanted them y'all to hear me saying it.
I don't know, Lorenzo.
You
say
what?
I don't know, Lorenzo. I guess they like you say. I guess they feel like you ain't in the way no more right now. Are they trying to get their shit together?
I guarantee they'll never get up to all year long.
That's a bold statement. You ain't said no names, Rambo. I mean, Renzo.
I just say.
It's 2022. We got to say some names.
Talking about silver dollars. Supposed to be grudge rates of the year.
He won't get up there with who? We need to pull a detail, man. Don't give us just part of it.
The blue Z that they were calling out.
What's the name of the Z, Renzo? Come on, man. Quick,
blueberry
muffin.
Not blue Z. Blueberry muffin. Look. The same one they've been on the microphone calling out, saying we were scared. And Lord Show last year said, can't get them to buzz no counterweight.
Damn, Silver Dollar scared of y'all.
So,
I might just done something wrong.
So why are you bullying then, Lorenzo? You can't give them to buzz.
Listen to what I'm telling you. He got on this same show, told everybody, Ben Tony washed up and in the way. I told y'all on the show, keep that same energy. When the car get right, we still got this one problem. Y'all in harm's way. Some men that they don't, they
racing, man. That sounds like you bully racing.
Renzo, that ain't harm's way. That is not bully racing.
Renzo, the right thing to do is get the man on the phone. You got to get the man on the phone to defend himself now. Get the man on the phone.
I ain't got no problem with that. If y'all get him on, we can do that.
Okay, that's me.
Jay, you got call number?
Yeah. Hold on.
I'm
cool. I just put some water.
You got
that damn background, Noah. Yo, I ain't talking, man. Y'all be down, please. Yeah, man. Boy, I say he ready. He got down here. Ain't no fun when I guess it ain't no fun when a rabbit got the gun. Shit, they just reversing the roles now. Y'all calling them out and sound like they ain't ready.
Oh, every time they call us, we have broke rock on. They get on the microphone, calls out.
That go Quan, man. Hey, that go Quan, man.
Quan.
Yo.
I'm letting it be known now. You remember you was on the show last year. You said man, Tony was in the way, right?
Yeah, y'all are.
Well, lock in. Well, lock in.
Now, Lorenzo, we got... Now, Lorenzo, we ain't going to get on
nah,
and do this.
Nah, you just said we're in the way. You got on the show last year and did it, so I'm getting on the show doing it now.
Lorenzo, how many times did you lock us in when y'all wasn't ready this year?
The car was broke. You know the car broke. You know we broke a rock on. You get on the microphone, let the track callers out knowing the car had a broke rock on.
No. The car ain't been had no broke rock on this year. That was last year. We talking about this year when it was going in there and blowing the tires. Y'all wasn't ready. Did y'all lock us in?
I told who gonna get up there when the car when we were having issues. I told you when the car got right, I was gonna come straight to y'all, and that's what I'm doing.
Okay, my point exactly. Now you know we ain't right. You know this out of everybody on the show. You know that car ain't right. You know we've been struggling.
Then why
you been out there?
Then why you trying to lock our teammate in there? Why you trying to lock a teammate in if the car ain't right?
Who's your teammate?
Ali. Why you trying to lock him in if the car ain't right?
Man,
sound like they need a fluffer.
Testing, man. Come on, man. We can
do
whoop Ali testing, man. We can whoop Ali.
What test with us then?
No, we ain't giving y'all no freebies. When we get up with that with y'all, we going to make it hurt, player.
I guarantee y'all never get up there. Y'all won't get up there all year. I guarantee you.
bet, lock in some money on that. Lock in some money on that lot.
I just told you what I said.
Lock,
I'm locking
lock
ready.
Some money on that lot, and you ain't got to pay the
I'm locking ready.
You said, I'm going to get. Okay.
I'm locking ready.
On that. We
ain't backing up. I just told you I'm locking ready.
Okay, we not locked in ready. It ain't no secret, and we ain't locked in ready. I don't know,
just,
you know why you're doing it, buddy. You know what
I'm doing. You got on the show last year saying me and Tony was in the way.
Then you get on the show
and say that.
And I just said it right now. You still in the way.
Well, then lock in. If I'm in the way, lock me in. If I'm in the way, lock me in.
Lorenzo, when we get ready to lock you in, I promise you, you ain't got to call. You ain't got to do nothing. We going to come quick. Man, everybody already know. We ain't got to tell you what I'm saying. Everybody already know. When that car get ready to race, you ain't got to come to us. You ain't got to call no show. You ain't got to do nothing. So the world going to know. You really? The world going to know, man.
I hear you talking. Like I told you last year, when we got the car right, you ain't got to look no more. We coming. I'm here now.
I know it, but see, I already know that about y'all. And the thing is, I don't get is you don't know that about us.
I already know about y'all. Y'all scared.
I just dropped my phone. I ain't hear what you said.
I said y'all scared. One person in the crew said he don't want no smoke. Two people talking about y'all testing.
Lord, should it have mercy.
Nuke said I just hold my mouth. We don't want nothing. We don't want nothing.
How you doing?
I'm out of line.
Hold on, y'all.
Lorenzo, where they passed it, they seen they don't want nothing. I need to see that because I might not want nothing either. I might have to hit the punk out or something. Where they passed it?
Ain't no pass.
Well, how you say they don't want nothing? He's looking at your car. He had to see something.
Ain't no pass.
I'm gonna find it.
Now he holler. Well, I love saying is he hollering what we got now. That's all I know. And we had the same thing we've been had. Now it's a problem that we got it.
Damn, I gotta give it to crew.
What, 3,400 pounds?
You got that Miss Graham locked in for your race, right?
I sure do.
I'm gonna show you how
a grudge racer do it. We take chances. Everybody scared of Miss Graham. I'm gonna get up there and dance with it.
How you take chances? And you got Silver Dollar nervous about something.
You said what?
How you taking chances? And you got Silver Dollar, and we just coming back too. We ain't got for five passes in this year.
You said how we taking chances and what?
No, how you saying you taking chances and we just coming back out down, sir? We ain't got but five passes.
Hey, who else been running you? Ain't nobody been calling you up to race you?
Shit, I ain't been calling
nobody
up.
You taking up
my
heavyweight, sir. I'm not fucking with you.
You think what?
I ain't fucking with that Graham, not this year.
Hey, somebody got to win, somebody got to use, got to lose.
Andre, don't do that.
Somebody got to win, somebody got to lose.
Y'all can fuck with
me.
Anybody else that
want to
get up there with, go ahead. I don't want
none
of that shit.
No, I'm scared.
Man,
look at
that nigga, Mike, man.
That nigga, I hate, man. Blueberry Muffin must be running. Got corn him. Well, Corn said he's not returning kisses, so that's a difference than just being all out of kids.
Hey, Lorenzo.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, Nookie boy, Lorenzo on this motherfucker talking about we scared, man.
He on the Texas show
calling us like we scared of him. And when they car was not going down the track doing all that crazy-ass motherfucking bullshit, and they wasn't locking nobody in the race, nobody, as soon as they get it right, and we in the same situation they in, he won't call the show come out. We see it. See, I gave Lorenzo more credit than what he's doing. I said, I know Lorenzo number one. I know when the car right, they going to go.
But he gonna come over here talking about we dead. We ain't gonna fucking go win the car right. I lose credibility for a person like this when he
Lorenzo, we ready. Y'all better have y'all shit together, boy. We gonna go.
We ain't gonna leave
That sounds good.
I'm trying to make that race happen. I'm trying to make that race happen ASAP, nigga. So keep that
same. That sounds good.
We come back up. Yeah, I'm gonna come on that motherfucker and say, hey, Lorenzo, we ready. We ready. We for the 50 piece. We ready for the 50 piece.
That sounds good. That sounds all that sounds good.
Lorenzo, you done did the same song and dance with every car we done raised that y'all done had over there.
Lorenzo, you need to get y'all ain't won but one race. Y'all won and something against us. Y'all won and
something. Hey, the man got amnesia.
Man, you need to stop all that lying, Lorenzo. Come on, man. How you got to...
Hey, Lorenzo, you must have forgotten we beat down to sleep back-to-back weekends with Joe Jackson. Come on, man. Come on.
How many times did we down JJ?
You just told the people.
How many times did we down JJ after that?
I don't keep counting it. I just make sure.
You drove the car every time. Y'all don't know. Hey, you drove the car every pass, so you know how many times. You drove the car every time. Now, how you don't know how many times you got ran around? You got trees.
You must have got the back-to-back weekend and knocked y'all in the dirt. You must have got about that, man. Come on, man.
Okay. Y'all got two against Owens. Okay, two against Owens Camaro. How many times Taco sit it down, y'all?
And we beat Chocolate City one. That's three wins.
Okay, now how many times Chocolate City beat our JJ?
Twice.
We let y'all try y'all ass with the Z at Extreme, and whoop y'all at the mo. Then we whoop you at the Motorplex.
Okay, so we three and three.
Wait, let me finish it off.
We three and three. We done beat y'all three times. Y'all done beat us three times. But to say we scared the race, y'all, that's just lunacy.
Hey, I'm doing like y'all do. We lock in ready. We having issues. Now I tell you when the car get right, you gonna know it's right.
But when y'all had issues, we never did fuck with you, though, Lorenzo. We never
spoke
to the
ground. Yeah, you did. Rose will come on all the time. Y'all want to try something? I said, man, you see we can't get down the track. So why don't we get some money away for like that?
So why you calling on here talking about we can't get down the track? Why was you calling us in when you see we can't get down the track then?
Y'all get down the track, Sunday? How you wasn't getting down the track?
Lorenzo.
I'm listening.
Three times. See, Lorenzo, you only gonna make it hurt now. You gonna make it hurt now with doing this guy right here.
I want that. All you gotta do is lock in. The conversation part is done. Just say lock in.
Hey, Rose, put that picture up on the Rizzo face when we knock the soccer shit off in England so we can understand what he's gonna be looking like when he's down in the deal.
Who got the most money out of those races, Lorenzo? All y'all did was got what y'all lost back. That's it. So you might as well say everybody. That's all you can say.
Hey, when y'all beat up with Joe Jackson, we was only up to $1,000. Man, we beat y'all, man. We picked up.
$22,500.
That's what
I, that, it was $22,500 which I won.
We picked
up
$10,000
both times. Rose, they got gas now. Come on now. You said what? How you said more than y'all ran out of money? I had to pull money back because y'all ran out of money.
Damn.
Oh, no.
How you say money beside problem. That? Y'all ran out of money. I said, keep going.
Y'all ran out of money. I'm going to stay out the motherfucking way. Gee. We go with y'all, everybody's
going to be
$5,000.
This is going to
be a big
money, Grover.
We get y'all
ass.
I swear to God, bro.
Yeah, you're going to make $100 real.
Do you think I'd have ran you for a bunch of money knowing I can't get down the track? Do you think I even did that? Before we went to Florida, what'd you say, no? I don't want no smoke. I'm staying out the way.
Lorenzo, that's a lot of this, Lorenzo. That's a lot of this, man.
You know
why we didn't run y'all that night? It was a one-lane track, and everybody, we all wanted the right lane. Well, nobody couldn't take no chances with no one-lane track. Before y'all got on the phone, the man said, I bet y'all don't run up all year long, but he wouldn't like that lie in.
Nigga, when we go with y'all, we gonna talk to you.
I'll show y'all. You can't say nothing. Most of everything you're saying out your mouth is a lie. We telling the straight truth. And the last time we beat y'all, you look like a damn sick monkey.
I didn't look like nothing. I was cool. I had more to go with.
All right, don't make me put that
picture up. That's the thing about me. Put it up. I ain't got no problem with it.
Man, we keep your ass. You got in your rig and started riding around the damn parking lot. Come on.
Yeah, I sure did. I was finna go up there to run my own car. That's what I was finna do.
That's what I sure did. Hey, JP, what's happening, baby? That ain't got to... He know he not to get no back-to-back blood race of you on the phone, man. He better come correct, man.
Oh, all I told was lock in. I mean, you back-to-back blood race. I don't want you to lock in. That's all.
Well, we decline.
Yeah, we're going to get to the next one. I swear to God, we're going to get to the next.
My bad, Lorenzo. I was trying to get the phone and send it up. I didn't know they was going to come run over with a Mack truck. My bad, Lorenzo. I apologize, brother.
What you apologizing for? How they run on me? I'm ready to lock in. I'm still standing.
Somebody on speakerphone. My bad, Lorenzo. I didn't know.
There you go, getting another car. It's supposed to be silver dollar notes. I ain't got a road either.
You got to worry about rodeo next week.
When we down nasty, y'all show ain't coming.
Oh, hey.
Oh, shit.
I bet we ain't gonna put that wiggle up. You don't even see that ragged motherfucker no more. Y'all done sold that ragged motherfucker. We retired it.
Y'all still talking about all the other cars. I'm talking about this Z. That's a 3,400 pound Z.
On that post you made with when y'all locked in with Miss Graham.
Yeah.
And everybody going on there saying who they like.
Yeah.
Everybody that said blueberry muffin for the win, you hit the like button. But when I said blueberry muffin for the win, you skipped me. What was up with that?
No, you hit the like button on the one before me and the one after me, so how you gonna see it? I'm gonna tell you something, I didn't see what you said at the beginning. They don't always put them in order when they come. He can bet with us or he can bet against, it don't matter, that's his money.
I didn't see him last year. I bet you Lorenzo done bet with us one time last year.
Hell, if they raise us somebody, we think they're gonna win, and we're gonna win. Bruh's like that, we ain't bruh. God damn. Well, I wish y'all luck with the car and get it straightened out so we can go lock in and get this over with.
Now, that's a good report, bud. That's a good report, bud. I just want to be known because you said on the show last year
that we was in the way and washed up. I'll just let you know, we back.
Hey, right. We ready. Good report. We really looking down y'all at y'all race though on the cool. We really looking down y'all at y'all race.
in July.
We would love to. Hey, we can do that.
We can do it.
We're gonna fuck them up at their own house next week. Y'all gonna cry. We're going to fuck y'all up next week. Watch.
I hear you, buddy. I hear you.
Anything locked?
Yeah, it's locked. It's already locked.
There ain't no still in the paint, though, please. Renzo stood in the paint for a while with the guy.
Somebody gonna get fucked up.
One of the two.
Somebody gonna get fucked
up. One of the two, yeah. If you can better leave, we gonna go. Yes, sir.
Hey, Nuke, all they got to do is look around the BMW right now. And you can have a cut on your hand, how many rooms that went down.
Man, we down, don't get the man safe.
But with Silver Dollar, man, it's a good place every other weekend.
All the motherfuckers that play them with them, they're a mile to the point. Watch they gonna bag their ass up from them niggas' ass. Watch. They too busy trying to taste us. They too busy trying to hate on us. Or give us pop and pop do. Yeah, we gonna go. It's gonna be another big way like we did that week.
I guess. Hey, he on here trying to lock in. Tony on the on there trying to say it. On trying to say it.
He's hating ass too. We gonna go, nigga. We gonna go.
He just put up a post 10 minutes ago. The cop will say it.
Hey, when y'all
gonna
go with those
scrappers? Man, we're gonna go with all of them that hooping the hollow lane as soon as we get this car ready, man.
I'm trying to see what was them bitches at when we was going down through that, man.
Hey, Nuke, I don't know how you talking to my homeboy, though, dog, to be honest with you. You need to talk to him. Your wife.
My homeboy be on that motherfucker on some more shit. Shit, I never be on that motherfucker on Facebook. He got the wrong motherfucking nigga saying we ain't gonna go, though.
Watch on Facebook trying to sell the cop. Or faking like he won't
sell
the money.
Man.
The man finally made a good pass in the last 2 years, and now he's trying to sell the cop.
Anything to sell, point. Y'all to sell silver dollars. You motherfuckers coming to get right money, so ain't no thing. Man.
King, you might go.
You know.
Man, I forgot the day was Wednesday. I just called in. I'm trying to figure out what I missed.
If somebody called with the right morning, I'm pretty sure Nuke will let it go. But as far as putting it up on Facebook for sale, that might be a minute.
That motherfucker up for sale right now.
A whole lot of arguing in the motherfucking King B.
A whole lot of capping in this motherfucker.
No, not a whole lot of capping on this motherfucker.
I'm trying to get in where I fit in and what I missed. Hey King, let me tell you what you missed, King.
You know you be raising them animals, and then you get you one of the puppies you think he bad, and then you go there and mess with the dog, and then your puppy get whooped. And then you go raise your nut, and you think, ooh, I know this was bad. And then you go barking at him again. Yeah, that's all.
barking with no bite.
I hear y'all talking about Tony. Tony put the car for sale. I thought they supposed to go in there. Silver Dollar, supposed to go in there, Miss Brown. They supposed to be the baddest motherfucker. One kid, 3,400 pounds. Like, what's up? What's going on?
Somebody said they locked in with Miss Brown already. You can't sell that motherfucker until after that race.
Oh.
Yeah.
So what y'all think? What's going on? Like, is Silver Dollar skiing and Lorenzo on there calling it out? I think I'm on her. But you ain't saying nothing.
Hey King, the only thing I heard him say was lock in. Everything else been boo boo.
So did y'all lock in? That's the next key question.
We ain't ready to lock in, King. Ain't no secret. The whole world know it.
Oh, okay, okay. I thought that motherfucker was blitzing down the track. I seen on Facebook. I thought maybe lock in. I didn't know.
Hey King, you know when we DP ready, we gonna let the world know. We ain't seen us on Facebook drawing on nobody.
Hey, Andrew, on y'all on Facebook either?
Lorenzo.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Lorenzo.
Yes, sir.
When we go, it's gonna be 5,050. Okay.
Wait. That's the thing. I don't do all that talking numbers over the, you know, broadcast. I don't broadcast all that. All I want to say is lock in, and we're going to do that. All that money talk ain't no more bluff game. You know, people don't go for, I don't go for all that.
Oh, man, not the bluff game.
Hey, whole lot of money.
He's talking real, he's talking good. Hold on, wait a minute. Let me show you this motherfucker. I can talk about however I want to talk about. Because I'll pay, man, I can talk about 50, I can talk about 100. Them bitches can't fuck with me, man, because I give my motherfucking first shot every motherfucking year. That's the whole purpose of having your shit together. Yeah, okay, okay, well, get your shit together then, and you can talk about however much motherfucking money you want to talk about. Yeah, all right then. Leave me the fuck alone, Jack.
I don't want
it. Yeah.
I'm not that
straight up. Now, anyway, like I was saying, I was hitting on the point. You did what I'm saying. We on a motherfucking line where JP looking at the phone numbers. He can tell how many people on here. And we talking about 1,500,000, whatever the fuck we talking about. And y'all talking about don't talk about this shit on the line. But y'all post that shit up on Facebook when Facebook, you got everybody in their mama. If I share a post, I think I got like 4,000 followers. If I share a post, my 4,000 followers will see my post. If you share a post, you got 4,000, your 4,000 gonna see it, and it's gonna triple. So y'all need to miss that bullshit about talking about some money. Y'all gonna lock the money in and get the money straight and get your ass up there and get your ass bust the money and win the money. Man, that's what the fuck I got to say. Nah, how about that?
God damn, how long you been old Lydia?
Did you feel like that?
No, I'm just saying, man, because I be hearing that shit, and it be funny shit that just be, I be like, man, why y'all be saying that? If y'all just scared to run for that kind of money, don't just say you scared. You did what I'm saying. If you ain't scared for that kind of money, just do what you do. Yeah, like I said, 90% of us, regardless of the simple fact here, either we patching up on them motherfucking pots and we all got fucking jobs, and we all got a job, or we all got a motherfucking business. So we know where this motherfucking money comes from. So it ain't no motherfucking secret. If me and 400 motherfuckers patch up on 50 grand, what the fuck? We got something to say about we running for 50 grand. Eh? Yeah, y'all motherfuckers be talking that bull. That be that goddamn look away shit. That's that look away shit. Shit, y'all want to talk about shit, you can get your ass out of racing. Shit, nothing wrong with talking about that kind of goddamn money. Shit, it's money. It's 2022. Stupid motherfuckers be all on goddamn Facebook, Instagram showing all their money and smoking weed. And with their guns, they got rid of those motherfuckers on this goddamn line. Shit,
hey,
y'all crazy.
Hey, King, soon as the race over with and the video, man, get home and edit the video, it's going to be live on YouTube. $40,000 grudge rate.
$40,000. Come on, man. $40,000, man. Come on, man. That's just going viral, man. And y'all going to be pumped up. Yeah, we beat the fuck out there for $40,000. Shit. You like, they're like goddamn, and goddamn, Rizzo, I'm going to go stick your ass under the bus. You was the main motherfucker. When y'all goddamn me did that goddamn $50,000 raise, that shit, the post, the fucking YouTube
I didn't post all that.
It don't matter, crazy man. It was you.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Like, real shit, bro. Like, we were talking about some real shit. It was you. It don't matter who posted it. You was the motherfucker who gambled for the 60. So who more in trouble? The motherfucker who gambled for the 60 or the motherfucker who made the post and the dog gambled for the 60? Come on, y'all. Come on, man. Somebody talk to me. Somebody just talk to me real shit. Come on, man.
You just stole everybody cool with that nonsense, man. You going off of everybody, man.
I ain't going off on nobody, man. I really going off on Great Funk, man. He won't tell me how bad motherfucker you talking about no goddamn man.
Hey, hoe ass nigga, you ain't go off on shit. Find you somebody. Hey, man.
Hold on, wait a minute. Let me tell you something, bitch.
You can't
you
tell
find you somebody. Don't call me no hoe ass. Don't come over here and call me no hoe ass nigga, bro.
Yeah,
bro, goddamn, bro, like that. We on the back line talking shit how we talk, nigga, it's us. see what I'm saying? So we can call each other. I'm on the back line, but all you all on the front line talking all that bullshit, man. You better find somebody else to play with.
But hold on. While we at it, though. While we're at it, y'all done had so many in bombs around here. I'm trying to wonder if we on the back line, y'all.
Yeah, boy. I didn't count about 100. I didn't count about 100.
I ain't gonna lie to you. You right. But I'm the only reason why I just said it to prove my point because dude won't call me a hoe ass nigga. Don't call me that. Yeah,
you gonna backdoor it? You gonna backdoor it, King? You gonna slide it back in?
All right, then, because you called me a whole ass nigga, I'm sorry, you're right, my apologies to JP, the show, and everybody else on the show. Hey B, let me say this, I'm sorry sir, you all right now, you're a son, my apologies. Don't, man, good, next time I see you I'm gonna kiss you in my ground, you cheek. Now, how about that? Now, well, wait a minute, we don't do that on the back line, we don't do that on the back line. What y'all got to call? What's going on? We don't do that on the back line.
Yeah, because he wanna play them sarcastic games with me. But then you had to say you was gonna do what and kiss and what?
Nah, I ain't gonna repeat that shit. Fucking with you. I shot the shot. You supposed to catch it, then you want me to repeat it. Come on, man. Come on.
I want to make sure you know what you were saying. I caught it now.
Yeah. Y'all know how I go. Don't say nothing slick. Won't nothing slick be to you. You definitely can't say nothing slick to a channel all this way. You dig what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes. So where Lorenzo at? Lorenzo still in there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, boss. I just want to make sure you faded that heat, though. I can't lie. You faded that heat. I ain't going to say nothing in fake with you.
Yeah, man. Stayed in there.
Yeah, he stayed in there, too. I ain't gonna lie, he stayed in there. He could have took out running. He stayed in there.
Real shit. Y'all
gotta
sell the cards, y'all made all
these locked up. No, we're gonna still run the race. The car just
up
for sale.
Oh, okay.
We still had a car. The race is going down. The car sold, we just paid the punk out.
Mm.
Oh shit.
What about the Miss Grant? Okay, y'all gonna pay her too?
I mean, if the car sold, if race day come, the car sold, I got to pay the punk out.
Oh, man. That's probably going to be y'all excuse anyway.
The what?
That might be y'all excuse to get the fuck out the way anyway.
No, if the car ain't sold, we racing.
Oh, okay. So what?
Man.
I just told you.
Well, they
got parts and payment. We still racing, cause we selling as a roller, not turnkey.
Oh, y'all ain't selling the motor.
Oh, it's turnkey. I mean, it's a roller, not turnkey.
Oh, okay.
Y'all gonna pay? I'll pay them. They must got something else in the bakery.
They got something. There is on them ain't slick shit. They trying to pull out something fast and beautiful.
Where Nuke and Corn at? Y'all on there? Okay. So do y'all feel like y'all made the man go sell the car?
Oh man, this nigga hit with the mess.
No, I ain't gonna even cap like that. It ain't got nothing to do with that. I mean, unless he just trying to do something different. I mean, I don't think he got nothing to do with it though. No, what it got something to do with is that 3,400 pound. That's what it got something to do with. Oh, that's a 3,400 pound excuse.
Yes, that's exactly what I do with. We get light like everybody else. And show ain't gonna want to see us then. We 3,400 pounds and doing that.
You still gonna be in the way.
Well, I got to do it like you. Every time y'all done had something like you, didn't know how to go fast. You still gonna be in the way. You got to go fast. You got so-called go fast and heavy stuff.
But who was Q?
Wait. Y'all can't get out your own damn way, Rizzo. Hey, King. 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 King.
Yeah.
You hear what you just said?
What?
You want to hear what I got to say? Tell them to lock in.
Hey, I tell you what, King. Tell him go drop 1,000 pounds out that 34 pound, 100 pound car. Go to 2,400 pounds. You got locked in the match. Let him do that.
Since I'm the manager, man, Lorenzo, the man said go sleep the car in the shop. Go to Jenny Craig, get 1,000 pounds, and y'all get
2,400 pounds.
I mean, then y'all get 2,400 pounds, and y'all lock in tonight.
I'm going to go around the corner.
King, if we're not worried about the 3,400 pounds.
King, if it was anybody else in the world, I wouldn't want that. But I want them to be like, and they don't know how to go fast. Like, yeah, like, see, it take good tuning and some know-how. And know what you're doing to go fast in your life.
And we got all that over there.
How much I want for that thirty-four hundred?
Thirty.
You say how much you want for it?
30.
For a turkey?
Nah, it's rolling.
Boy, that was slick. Boy, that was slick right there, King. That was slick right there. That was slick. Ooh, that was slick right there.
Nah, they ain't talking to people. They ain't talking to people.
Hey, I'm going to put BM in the morning. If anybody listening right now,
I don't know where to buy no armor tank for 30,000 rollers. I don't think people do that.
Well, if you know anything about a racer, you can't build it for that, I bet.
I bet you can. You ain't got to do nothing but put a motor and some shock on the cage in it. If it was that easy,
everybody be fast. You said what?
You can't build it for 30. Give you more cash than money. You ain't spend no cash than money, so how you can't build it for 30? If you ain't got no cash, with the motor off the leash, you ain't talking about no car. Ain't no way in the world you can't build a race car that weighs 3,400 pounds for $30,000. Don't make sense. You ain't spending no money. All you did was buy some shops and shit. That ain't no $30,000 worth.
Okay. If you think that's all it is, okay.
Man, y'all ain't put on that. Man, I don't know, man. I'm 3,400 for real. Man, I don't know how the G's get heavier than the G box. I don't know about this.
You say you what now?
I'm 3,400 for real. I don't know how to put it down for real. I don't know how to come out get heavier than the G box.
A Malibu, the lightest G box it is.
I'm 3,400.
Look at the weight of it. Look at the weight of it.
I'm 3,400 race ready. I know that. I don't know, and I ain't capping.
That's what we are. We 3,400 race ready.
Oh, gee. All right,
well.
In real life.
All right, well, shit. I'm 3,200 here. I want 35 for my shit.
King. All jokes aside, could you build your car for 30? All jokes aside.
The car, just the roller.
Can you build it for 30?
The roller.
Buying a shell and start from scratch. Everything you did, you can do it for 30.
Yeah, man, 30.
Nine ain't no jokes, is it?
I mean, depending on where you're going, what kind of work you've been doing.
You're going to
bust your ass up. That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah, but I don't know. We still got all the factory grass, all the back seat. We still on these springs.
Anything locked?
All right. Dude, I got a 2,500 pound car for sale for 30. You want to buy that one? That bitch only weighs 2,500. I'll sell you two for 30.
Somebody save Richard for Miss Graham. Somebody save him, please.
Say, I wish that
that man won the race. Nikki won the race. Shit, he save us from him. Shit.
Yeah, but y'all gonna do it again? I don't know.
Hey, Nick don't understand when a man got a 7-6, he can't afford the race. That man don't understand. You know, because he got money.
Folks with money never got the money.
I'm not going to race down index. I tried to index shit. That shit from. So if I can't afford a race where I need a race,
Y'all know, it's a hard time, man. Come on.
Without being scared of nobody, it's just I can't afford to race. So if you can't afford, then you got to do something. I don't need a conversation piece hanging out in my garage.
So you're not gonna race Ms. Graham again?
Man, did you not understand what I just said?
Yeah, I know it's 2,500 pounds. Yeah, I know it's gonna race.
I do not know Greek, but let me try some Greek shit here. Spring don't talk to business. I don't know. But what I'm saying is I don't have the funds to fix my shit. So if I can't have the funds to fix my shit, how in the fuck am I going to have the funds to race my shit?
What you doing?
Hey, sell out. You hold on to that money, make you some more money, then if you get enough money to go back with, you be in your nothing.
Like I said, I don't need a kitchen piece hanging out in my garage.
Or you can just hold on to that motherfucker till you get some money to go racing and go racing.
No, you can't. Let me explain that. See, that's what my wife said. If you're a crackhead with racism, now you can't do it. And, you know, spend the money you really got. Because I ain't.
Well, yeah, I'm good. Well, so I got a wife. He done it with my wife.
I got
all right, BLM. Stood in the paint long enough, brother.
BLM going up to sale in the morning, y'all. 30. Cool 30.
Cool 30.
BLM. Cool 30.
early in the morning. It's going up.
We trying to have a little more fun before we go up for sale shit. We trying to have a little more fun, man. We trying to get back where we lost. If we couldn't sell now, we gonna really be losing shit. We try to fight.
I got a roller, cool 30, motor, cool 30.
Damn.
Everything, cool 30, man. I'm looking for that 30 ball.
It must be out there.
It's 30.
They got 30
to new, 30 to new 40.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, see. Huh?
Why are you selling it so cheap? That's a Grand National, dog. That thing's like
with
2,000.
Yeah, with 2,000. So right.
That's
on the cool,
$80,000.
Yeah, on the cool, he might be worth 30. Why are you capping the bullshit? He might be worth 30,
nah,
Nicky.
Nah, listen, I ain't capping. I know
that's
what
Grand
the
National
is. 30. I'm 30 for that motherfucker. Shit, I'm capping, but I'm dead ass serious. 30. I really want to
spray
that motherfucker.
You spray that motherfucker down with some WD-40. Put some WD-40 on that paint, make it shiny. It might be 40.
Nick, I see what you did there. Nick, I see what you did there.
I'm just saying. You spiff it up, you know.
I see what you did there, Nick, with the WD-40. You slid that in on King.
I heard. I don't need no WD-40. I ain't got to do nothing to go through that motherfucker and put a nice ass bump and wax on that bitch. That bitch gonna shine like new money. Powder.
There you go. Throw some turtle wax on it.
Powder, man.
Come on, kid, Nick. That's another one, Nick. Nick, I'm paying attention, Nick.
Yeah.
You said turtle wax. You said, come on, Nick.
No,
King,
man, no.
King, pay attention, man.
I didn't
pay
listen.
Attention, King.
Listen.
You see,
K-Dog,
you got to give me trouble, man.
He could have said anything else.
He could have said wax. Turtle wax. Come on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Carnuba or something. I don't know.
Listen. I might need some turtle wax, but he's still on the Klondike. He's still on the Klondike.
I don't know, King. I don't know, man. He slid two hot ones, and you didn't catch him.
Man,
slid
him
right in.
I called him. I just wasn't trying. Right. I ain't fading that shit he got going on. I know he needs his help.
Skin tight.
Yeah. Fake ass death row ass
motherfucker.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh.
Fake shit.
Uh-oh.
Motherfucker ain't got shit tonight over
there
talking about death row.
Oh, shit.
Well, Nick is bald-headed, so he must be sure. Nick bald-headed.
No.
Nick sure?
No.
Yeah, Nick got the ball here. You got to be sure over there.
No.
Hell
no.
Nick don't even smoke cigars.
Why you don't? Nick, you don't smoke
cigars? A cigar? Yeah, I smoke cigars.
I know damn well you do. So what is the King B talking about?
Oh, I don't know.
King B, the man, smokes cigars. What was Nick?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey man, you know, hey, K-Dog, I wouldn't be saying it, man, but you know, some people just make you go there. You understand?
I don't even pat ourselves
on the back like that. But some people, you know, you just want to dig it in, you know, rub it in their face, you know, somebody.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
All right.
Renzo. That nigga talking about you, man.
Renzo,
go,
man.
Hey, Dre, before I get off of here, four, me and the fellas get off of here. Ask him when was that bro versus him?
Gone.
I ain't even being funny, okay, dog? I really won't lie. I ain't even being funny.
But he's gone. He gone. He left. He's going to eat lunch with his wife. Dinner with his wife.
Oh, okay. Okay, he gone. All right.
Well, may he rest in shit.
All right, man, we're going to holler at y'all, man. If some of y'all are going to Memphis, hope to see y'all in Memphis. If not, hope to see y'all in Cinco de Mayo. If not, hope to see y'all soon. Either way it goes. You hear me? Y'all have a good one.
Yeah, we're going to slide. All right.
All right.
All right.
Now, what nigga on here say they like Chino or Orange Puff? Yeah. What nigga on here said that?
That man was giving an art, Dre.
That man ain't gave not an art, not even an O to the R.
Well, if you thought he was. Now, if somebody giving an art, I go with Chino. And if I get, when I get there and I see Chino shake and I like, I'm a bear with Chino. Now, I give you a call if you want me to while I'm there and tell you, hey, Dre, I like Chino. We can see what we can do. You want to do that? I'm on mute. My phone to drop, JP?
No, you here.
No, we're here. Where's Dre, though? Just Dre left the building. Guess Dre left the building, man.
He
went to go pee.
Dre's still on here.
He might be calling the chosen one on the cool. Let's see. You're probably over there testing right now.
Yeah, man.
Dre, you back?
There you go.
Yeah, what's the problem?
He said, what's the problem? I'll take, once I get there and watch everybody shaking, see what they do, I'll take Chino. I'll call you and tell you. It's going to be a better one.
That's fine. Calvin, let me know now.
Okay, once I get there. So you like the chosen one no matter what, right?
Man, I like chosen ones here. If they run. Now, if they run, that's, we can bet some. Now,
yeah,
if they don't
I'm
run,
sure they race first. Yeah.
Yeah.
But if Chino get out there and tell the track down, you ain't going to back up. Mm-hmm.
If you tie the track down.
Well, I mean to say black, go down through there and make everybody fall out.
Don't make me get chosen one on this phone and make all you niggas lock in.
Uh-uh. Me and you talking, man. We don't need all that. Me and you talking, bro.
Yeah, well, I said I like chosen one. Now, if they run me, you better listen. I ain't got no problem with that, sir.
Okay, I'll give you a call from over there. I ain't ready to lock it right now. I need to see something.
They scheduled to run on Saturday, right?
I don't know. Not yet. I don't know, Dre. I can't tell you. I'm lying.
I know. A bunch of shit supposed to go down Friday night. I think Tate and Witt is Friday.
Willie Dog. What's name tomorrow?
Willie Dog and Tate is tomorrow. Tate got to drive. That's easy money for Will Dog, because Tate ain't been in that car in over 2 years.
Man, Tate might be in that car right now. Then what?
Well, he really ain't supposed to be driving that motherfucker.
Oh, Lord.
Is he shit?
I'm
been driving shit.
Huh?
Is he shit?
The doctor told him not to drive no more, man. He the one, you know, he not taking care of that, you know, what the doctor told him, shit. But I mean, you know, like you say, that's good shit. He can go.
Man, doctor told so many people they supposed to die in 6 months and 90 days, and motherfuckers still kicking like a motherfucker. Fuck that doctor. I'm getting my cop. If I'm gonna die, I'm gonna die going clean through the goddamn trap.
Yeah. And then away. Then the way Tony Biden just done with a dog shit, he ain't got to put nothing too hot in there.
Nah, Tony did that with a goddamn small block.
That's what I'm saying. He ain't got to put nothing too hot in there.
Hey, Dre, I thought you wanted Tino earlier.
Uh-oh.
Huh? I thought you wanted Tino earlier. You said Tino hit high gear to go out there and get him if he go out there.
Did you hear me say I want Tino, nigga, or that's some shit you just made up?
Early, you said Tony won't leave on Tino. Tino got a high gear to go get him.
I say he got to go get him. He going to have to go get him. Shit. But you don't know Rachel crazy, man. If that nigga leave on Tino, he ain't no way in hell he going to go get him.
You said Tino will go get him early.
I said that. I say he's going to have to go get him. I didn't say he was going to go get him. You're a damn liar. Nigga, I'm going to screw my words to what you want me to say.
Flag on the play. Flag on the play. Don't do what to your word. Don't do what to your word. No, I was listening. I almost dropped my water. What was that, Dre?
Don't you miss food on this word, man.
Man, I'm trying to figure. Dre, where you at, man? Ain't nobody can see it like you. I'm trying to figure that out. What the hell was that?
I saw that nigga proof on none of my words you want me to say.
One more time. Your phone broke up. What you said? Say it again.
The nigga wanted me to say something. Hold up, man.
Okay. I'm going to wait on this one.
You 306-7282.
Who is Michael?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
You pop on the phone on St. Nick.
306-7282. Who we got? Go ahead, back on mute. Yes.
You got us locked in with Lorenzo. Lorenzo come in with looking for everybody.
Nah, I heard.
Can't take no more else, bro. I'm telling you now. Can't take no more else. I'm retired. I'm retired. Are we going 580 racing? One or the two? I'm going to come here and beat on this chair. He went back on you that fast, Nick?
Huh? Yeah, man, nigga trying to masseuse on my motherfucking word. Hey, nigga, you said what that man say about your word, Dre?
Whatever you did, better not do it again.
Can't argue
the man.
I don't play. I don't play. Flag on play.
Yeah, I tried to make it. Say what he wanted me to hear. So that's what Muskloosh means.
Oh. I can't even see it. Muskloosh?
Muskloosh.
Hey, we're going to remember that. Muskloosh.
Man, no, man, we can play word Dre used. JP, what was that word Dre said? Man, that shit had me dying.
Kind of quiet over there, Charlie. What you got going on?
It's like a whole lot of niggas be on this phone doing a bunch of habitulating. You know what I'm saying? You know, when they say habitulating, you're saying,
whoa. Oh, yeah, cuss everybody out, Dre. Call everybody. Huh? You cuss all of us out, huh? You just go cuss everybody out like that, huh?
What you talking about?
What you call us all, everybody on the phone? What you say? Who's what?
I say habitulating. That's what they be doing. They habitulating.
Oh.
I thought you said the bitches was late. I didn't know what you, I couldn't understand what you were saying. All right, I got it. I got it.
Here you go.
I got it. Dre, I got it, man. My bad.
You want me to say what you want me to say?
No, you're right, Brandon. I'm glad you straightened it up. I apologize. I got it.
I said a bitch was late.
Dre, what is dictionary? Is it a special spot on Google I can find it? Or?
let me see.
Well, I ain't
your mic
got
open,
no
caller.
Extra
copies.
I ain't got no extra copies over yet.
Like, am I open now?
Uh-oh. Yeah, you open.
Y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
What up?
What's going on? Who we got?
Yeah, it's me. Oh, it's Tickle Fitz.
What's going on, Tickle?
Hey, what y'all think about that mess with Moonshine this weekend? Y'all too, way too tame in here, way too quiet, way not enough drama going on. We're live on Twitch.
Uh-oh. Yeah, we're about an hour too. Oh, shit. 2 hours too late, man. We handled it earlier, man.
Nobody was in here earlier.
Oh, my bad.
Don't nobody worry about this shit. Ain't they getting paid? So
yeah, they got a result.
They're
getting paid. Yeah. Everybody was just being tame. I was used to people being more
riled
up.
On the payment plan.
On the payment plan.
Yeah, they on the payment plan. Crook them getting the payment plan.
It wouldn't have been no payment plan if they knew how to lock in. You don't never lock in $17,000 without a DP, man. That's first and foremost.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know? See, those are class races trying to learn how to drugs race.
It was crazy that there was a lot of Dallas guys that were, I saw barking about that they thought he lost even though he hit the wall. That was what's most shocking.
Well, they didn't stiff that. They really did lose because that automatically you go off track rules if you don't stiff something. So in reality, they lose. If you don't step grudge rules, you go out and hit that goddamn wall, you automatically go off track rules.
All right, but if track rules apply there, Dre. If track rules applied, them boys still won because Moonshine crossed the line out of his lane before the wreck.
But hitting the wall was worse. It's first to worst. Hitting the wall was worse.
He got out his lane first, so that's first.
Okay, and then worse was that other truck hit the goddamn wall.
That ain't no worse.
The hell it ain't no worse. If you hit the goddamn wall,
the only thing worse
than
a motherfucker hitting the wall is a red light, man. That's why they got the first to worst. Hitting the wall, I mean, red lighting and crossing the damn center line is the worst. So that's why they come with five to rule
the worst.
You hit your own goddamn wall, that ain't worse. You hit the other like goddamn wall, yeah.
You hit the wall, that ain't the worst. You hit either goddamn wall, it's worse. You tearing that motherfucker up. I don't know. That's why y'all always hear us say we grudge racing. All that other shit, we hit that motherfucking wall, goddamn, just turn the light on, we win.
But if you rip out a grudge track, be grudge.
Man, if you don't still grudge race, so that's why people, that's why DP man out there, y'all running off of grudge rules or y'all running off track rules?
So all track rules are the same?
Hell yeah, all track rules the same.
Hell no, they ain't.
NHRA are all the same? So
man,
NHRA and grudge track rules are all the same?
Nah, grudge rules and track rules are different than the motherfucker.
Okay, so that's a grudge track.
Well,
so
you said an NHRA track and a grudge track are out of same rules.
So if I go to Yellow Belly has got the same rules as XRP?
Hell no.
Sometimes. Only if you're losing, Richard. Only if you're losing.
See, I mean, you only can have one set of rules per track. So all tracks have the same rules?
So when y'all lock in a grudge race, as a content creator, when y'all lock in a grudge race, and there's no, if they don't say track rules or like, so what do you go by?
Per track. You know, every rule for a track.
You got to go by track rules. If you don't step grudge rule, we grudge racing. You know, that's why DP man is fucking important. That's their whole point why that shit went south. Nobody put no rules.
So what's
no
the track rules? Anybody know the track? What's the track rules for the gut?
Yeah, they posted the track rules for the gut like 10 times already on Hood to Hood.
And what
they got
say,
two
Richard?
Rules. No red light. And can't cross the center line. That's it. That's the only two rules they got at the Yellow Belly. And anybody should know that. I raced there in the 90s and it was like that. It's always been a grudge track. It don't have no rules. Do whatever you want to fucking do as long as you get to the end and you don't red light across the center line. It's always been like that. As long as I can remember. Because it's a grudge track. If it was an NHRA track, you go by NHRA rules. If it's an IHRA track, you go by the IHRA rules.
So, Rich, who should have got paid, Moonshine or the Crunk Boy?
The Crunk Boy should have got paid for two reasons. Because the truck crossed the center line, and that is way worse than hitting the wall, because if he would have crossed the center line and hit the other truck, which one would have been worse? Center line is always the worst. And the second reason he lost is because it was locked in as track rules, and that's a grudge track. So you go by the rules of that track. You don't go by the rules of XRP when you're at Yellow Belly.
Okay. I was just asking. I was just wanting your opinion about it because I was kind of in the middle about it because I didn't know.
Oh, but I would think you go by the track rules that you're racing at.
Of course. That makes a whole lot of sense. You can't go by the rules of a track that you're not in.
Yeah, I mean, so somebody could come and say, well, our rules in Mississippi are this, so track rules, my track rules in Mississippi. You'd be like, huh? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, if those boys would have thought they won, you know they would have been asking for that $17,000.
What I was wondering, too. They wasn't kicking up a lot of dust.
The person asked for that money.
Wiz, you might go.
All right.
You didn't hear one of those guys ask for their money.
Because they didn't win.
That's what I'm saying. If those guys would have thought they won because he hit the wall, they would have been in that space asking for that $17,000. Am I correct? Would you have asked for your $17,000 if you thought you won?
Yeah.
Not
of
one
course.
Person even asked for 17 grand.
Hey, I got a question. And didn't Bushnell win a race like that?
But if you locked in grudge rules. Bushnell always locks in grudge rules.
Right.
Yeah, he
does. That's why he locks in grudge rules is because that way the only way he can lose is if he crosses the center line or he redlines.
Right.
And yeah.
Okay. I thought I remember him winning like that. Yeah.
He locks in grudge rules though.
Okay.
Hey Richard, I got a question. Since you've been grudging for so long, maybe some of you other gentlemen, what happens if you win and you cross the line after the finish line? What happens then?
Don't matter.
Race is over with. You can wreck, you can cross the center line, you can get the other car.
the race is over with.
Okay.
Your wind line is going to come up your lane. Your wind line is going to come up in your lane. The rules only start to finish. Once you finish, then it's done.
Yeah, I think track rules are different.
Yep.
No, NHL rules, same thing. You can't disqualify you after the race is over with. The race is over with. The wind light is already on.
God. Did Josh leave?
What did you say about it?
Did Josh leave?
You say, did Josh leave? No, I'm still here.
How was your NHRA?
How was my NHRA?
Say, how was shooting NHRA?
It was good, man. It was definitely a trip being right up on the wall. I thought I was going to lose some fillings in my teeth. Because that was something else.
Yep.
Those buzzing right by my head.
Mm-hmm.
When I went home, I wasn't ready to go to sleep, that's for sure.
you left me a message about the game you were shooting with.
I left you a message what?
About the game you were shooting with.
About the pretty cliquish. Yeah.
I didn't think you was gonna be ready for that.
I didn't know it was like that at all.
That
was your first time. At a big boy event like that? That was your first time?
Yeah,
at big
that was my first time, yeah.
Yeah, so nobody
won. Yeah, that's what it felt like. Everybody thumbing their nose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm saying nobody warned you about
no,
that.
No, nobody
problem.
Did, no. I mean,
wow.
About the horsepower, yeah, but about the cliquish type atmosphere, yeah. That was something else.
Yeah.
I was like, man, that's like, bro, like, it's not like I'm new to filming. I'm just new to filming this or photoing this.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, actually, to be told, that's actually what got me started being hooked on Grudge Racing. She was my high school teacher. I was in auto mechanics class, and we had a trip. He took the whole class to a NHRA event out there in Baytown, and here since then I was hooked.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun shooting it. I wish some of the other Houston photographers would have been there to enjoy it with me, or Texas photographers would have been there to enjoy it with me instead of being by myself. That was the last time that track is going to run that event, supposedly. So I was feeling, you know how you get given like a blessing, and you're like, man, this. I am happy that I have this blessing, but I feel like I should be sharing it with some of my friends, right? And so that's what it felt like. Yeah. It felt too good to have that experience by myself, right?
Yeah.
And then when I got home from NHRA, I saw this stuff about this race, and I was like, dang. I was missing all the drama up there because Cameron, that was the first time Cameron's ever been to Yellow Belly.
Right.
I tried to get Billy Kruk in here. He said he was doing yard work.
Oh, okay. Yes, sir. Yeah, man.
Where's old Rocky at? Y'all got him on mute. I saw he was. Do I know Rocky? Is he Houston or is he Dallas?
Oh, Rambo?
Rambo, yeah.
Hey, I wondered who he was talking about.
Hey, you know, he knew one of the movies. Huh?
Yeah, right. One of the movies, yeah. Because I heard Rambo in here 2 weeks ago, and I was like asking people, I was like, who's Rambo? Is he Houston or is he Dallas? Have I met him? Because a lot of times when I go to the track.
You just seen him. You just seen him. You just didn't realize. You
probably seen him.
All right, because you know how like you go to the track and you're like, man, what car are they talking about? Because you know that's another reason why I like enjoy the show is that way I can learn more about who drives what and who's arguing over what. Because there's stuff that gets discussed in here that doesn't get discussed, you know, at the track, all the details. So
I don't think you've seen his car. I don't think anybody's seen it.
Yeah. That's what I heard. You hadn't been out in a while.
Hey, JP.
Hey.
JP, y'all got to watch Josh.
Yes,
he's going to give us movie stars. You got to watch him. He'll give you movie stars' names.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, like Hollywood. Yeah.
Like King B.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. What's his name? Dang it, I forgot. The guy from MTV. It looks like King B.
Oh, Bill Bellamy.
Oh, Bill Bellamy.
Yeah, there you go.
Bill
yeah.
Man, I be trying to figure out why in the fuck he called him Bill Bellamy.
Cause you look like Bill Bellamy, man.
Man, I posted this video on Instagram, bro. So many people laughed at me. They was like, bro, we never thought about it. Man, call you Bill Bellamy. You got Bill Bellamy. King B with the butt out.
King B Bellamy.
Yeah, I don't even call him by King B. I just say Bill Bellamy.
Yep, and I said, what's up, bro? He said, Bill Bellamy, what's up? I said,
did you get my pass? Yep, I sure did,
yep. Man, that was good, man. That's too funny.
Are y'all going to Cinco de Mayo race?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Me.
I wish I was going to Tennessee this weekend, but I didn't know about it till a couple of days ago.
Damn, you missed all that good action?
Yeah, I didn't. Raymond sent me a text while I was at NHRA, and I think it was either Saturday or Sunday, telling me about a big race. And, man, if I just would have known about it earlier, because that's like 12 hours away from me.
Yeah. Nice ride. Yeah, nice ride.
What 12 hours away?
Tennessee.
What's 12 hours away?
Memphis.
So, you getting in that damn Ford?
Yeah. I'm in this ragged ass Ford. What's up? What you want? Hey, bro, I thought you were located in Houston. It's 12 hours from Houston.
Yeah, it's from Houston, yeah. If I type in Tennessee, it says 12 hours.
No, it's 8 hours. You should put Memphis in there. It ain't, I don't think it's 12.
So, it's 8
hours.
Oh, it's 8 hours from Dallas?
Yeah. From Dallas, it's like 5.5. No, from Dallas, it's like
Oh, it's like six. No, from Houston, Johnson, it's 8 hours. Like 8 hours and 20 minutes.
Huh.
I ain't too far. Let me see.
Yeah, I'm like South Houston. All I did was, I didn't type in the name of the track. I just typed in Tennessee.
The track is Memphis, Tennessee. It's a 10-hour drive, man, from Houston. Well, it depends on how you drive. So it's basically 8.5-9-hour drive. It all depends on if you're going to feel it. I'm giving you the truck.
I got a good question right now. So
yeah, 8.5 hours.
Where is a flyer? Hold on.
So is anybody from Houston going to that race?
Damn. Come on, goddamn shit. Yeah, I think old daddy and all them going.
He said from Houston.
I wasn't going with it.
Oh, well, he said from Houston.
I don't think nobody from Houston going with a car, though.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Hey, a lot of people going,
Tino going down there with Tino.
Tino. Tino, yeah.
He don't know where he's from. So.
Nah, he from that north side of Houston, man.
I'm just giving him a hard time because last year he was silent.
Yeah, I guess it's wherever his driver from. Huh?
Yeah.
Yep.
But that man be racing, that's it.
Yeah, he definitely going to go, man. He found him a lock-in. Definitely found him a lock-in. Might not have been the one he wanted, but he got one. Yeah, well, I'm finna get out of here, fellas. So appreciate y'all.
I was muted.
Is Tino
racing on Saturday or Friday?
Shit. I don't know. I have to go on his page and look. I think he had it posted up on there. I think Friday, but I don't know. Don't make me lie to you, Josh. I don't even know.
Shoot, if you find out, let me know. I need to get with him and ask him when he's leaving.
Yeah, pretty much everybody probably leaving tomorrow, either late tonight, tomorrow.
Hey, Josh, it might be an opportunity to do a documentary on him, give him a holler. He might get you a documentary in there, right?
Yeah. I rode with him last time we went to Mississippi, but that was like a overnight. I think we left like a Friday. When did we leave? Friday, I think we left at like Friday at 1 a.m. and just drove straight to Mississippi and then drove straight back afterwards.
Yeah, get your exclusive in. Get that ride with him. Document bringing the bag back to Texas.
Yeah, there's some cars I'd definitely like to see, like King Kong. I don't think I've ever seen him run.
I ain't gonna lie to you, it's gonna be a whole bunch of them bad motherfuckers down there this weekend. We got fucking Uncle Sam, we got Bobby Cole, we got Tate, we got Dunyang, we got like you said, that King Kong car.
You got, oh, what you saying, Random them cars. Wesley Snipes. There's going to be a bunch of fast ass cars there. Everybody. Nah, it'll be live.
Is that a quarter mile track or an eighth mile?
I mean, they run quarter.
I think a quarter mile track, but I think they just ran an 8 mile though.
I didn't know if it was a like Houston Raceway or HMP.
Nah, it's like a 2 mile long track.
Oh yeah, it's long. It's long because it's a NHRA track, so it's long as fuck. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's an NHRA track. All
right. Yeah. It's Memphis International Dragway, so you know that it ain't gonna be like no. It's kind of like Baytown type shit.
Dang. What did it say? Saturday, 52%. The weather.
Man, watch your mouth, man. Watch your mouth.
Hey, I didn't say the hard word. I just said 52%. That could be clouds or. I don't speak the hard word.
Hey, Josh, I just look at it like this. We got a 50-50 shot. Goddamn it.
Hey, there you go. Based on your health, based on your condition. Where'd K-Dog go? K-Dog fell asleep in his old ass.
You got no nickname for K-Dog?
Yeah, Troy, y'all just going to watch?
Sir?
What happened?
Y'all going to watch?
What's that, Richard? Somebody got a bunch of
TV playing
in the background.
Is Troy and them going to watch?
I know K-Dog going on, though. Troy, you going out, right out there, too, or you ain't going?
Yeah,
I know K-Dog was going to watch him and Shotwell and all them. M. Shotwell, I think Mike Dillon. The normal shit-talking crew. You'll see him in the video somewhere all in the way. That ain't no lie. Yeah, see him somewhere in the video. They'll be in the way. They'll be with all the cars coming up. Yeah. Well, I ain't got nothing else, fella. I'm gone. We'll do this again next week.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully next week we get some.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody leave.
Everything gonna be all right this morning.
Hey, already cut the radio.
Now, when I was a young boy, at the age of 5, my mother said I'd be the greatest man alive. But now I'm a man, I made 21. I want you to believe me, honey, we're having lots of fun. I'm a man. I spell M H I N. That rubber band main. No B O Chi Y. That spell managed boy.